I have to share something with our listeners, even if you don't like it. But I have to tell them that I have never, ever met anybody who would love music as much as you do. And this will be our 22nd season
here. Oh, my gosh.
And you are still like a kid before Christmas, you know.
Well, it's opening night.
Note. And I have to ask you now, so what is in the 22nd opener?
I am like a kid in front of Christmas. That's exactly right. We are opening the season with Ravel's orchestration of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, a set of 10 short pieces based on paintings by Mussorgsky's good friend Victor Hartmann. And Ravel turned it into one of the most spectacular orchestral pieces ever.
And I know we are fighting for this piece because we have the piano version by Mussorgsky, and then you have the orchestra version by Ravel.
I've got Ravel on my side. I'll go with those odds.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes Ravel's orchestration so special in this particular piece?
There's a lot of things that are interesting, but mostly his use of soloists out of the orchestra. You heard, of course, the famous trumpet solo at the beginning, but sometimes he goes to some unusual solos as well. Like there's a very famous solo for the saxophone, of all things, and yet when you hear it, you can't imagine any other instrument playing this melody. And it's not just the solo instruments, but Ravel has a way in this piece of fitting all of the instruments of the orchestra together to make a particularly lively orchestral sound.
I know that the Barber Violin Concerto is very sweet to your heart and close to you.
I just melt for this piece from the very first note. It's so lush. It's so expressive. It's just unmatched in the concerto literature.
And I am amazed by the virtuosity. I mean, doesn't it stretch what a violin can do?
The last movement is fiendishly difficult. It starts fast and it gets faster. Fortunately, we have the soloist that's perfect for this. Jennifer Coe will be with us. She's just one of the most dynamic and thrilling violinists that you could ever hope to see on stage.
I'm sure you feel the same way when I go back to school. You go back to the orchestra, 22nd season with them, and you love every minute of it still.
It's always great to come back to the PSO. We have so much history with each other and with the Sanger Theater and with that audience, and it's like riding a bicycle. We just pick up where we left off. I can't wait for opening night.